All right, our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone number 1710, Robert Browning and Bradley Davis. Mr. Smith, I believe that's in your vast area of responsibility.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a motion put together regarding the change of zone number 1710. I just wanted to touch on some of the things that went through my mind. And I believe was a result of some of the questions of the other commissioners when I put together this motion, one of which the applicant had indicated that they were choosing to apply for a change of zone as opposed to a conditional use because they said the banks would not finance a conditional use. That statement was proffered. There was no paperwork or anything that I think that would be evidence of that. I think that was a lot for us to accept as fact just by its mere statement alone. We as the commission do see other conditional uses, and I think our reasonable assumption is that they are getting financing from some source. But be that as it may, nothing was offered to corroborate that. My colleague to my left, Mr. Ross, indicated that the property currently does have a MR zoning, which would allow it to be used at a higher density and a superior use to what it currently is. And we had a lot of parties in opposition that I think had relied on the property continuing to be used in a residential manner. I think one of the reasons why it stayed how it is, I believe the former owners of the property resided there while the rest of their properties were being developed as Bethany Lakes and Bethany Lakes Bayside around that area. But those were some of my thoughts, gentlemen. I'll read this motion and we'll see if we get an agreement to that. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend the denial of change of zone number 1710 for Robert Browning and Bradley Davis for a change in zone from MR medium density residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for these following reasons. Number one, I am not satisfied that the site is suitable for B1 zoning. Although there is a Harris Teeter grocery store across the street, that parcel has been in existence and designated for commercial business use as part of a residential planned community for in excess of 20 years. Aside from that, all the corners of this intersection have developed in primarily residential uses based upon their MR zoning. Two, the proposed use of this particular parcel is speculative at this point, and that's according to the applicant. The property is zoned to B1, some of the permitted uses, including a gas station, would be incompatible with the residential uses that are directly adjacent to this property or across Cedar Neck Road from it. This parcel can be developed under its current MR zoning at a density of several dwelling units per acre, and there was no evidence that the existing residential zoning is no longer viable for the property. The use under the current MR zoning is also more compatible with the surrounding properties and the neighborhood than the potential B1 uses. Four, multiple parties appeared in opposition to the application, expressing concerns about its incompatibility with the surrounding residential uses, the existing traffic concerns on Fred Hudson Road and Cedar Neck Road that would be adversely impacted by the business uses and the entrances required to access the property, and finally, that their expectation, meaning the neighbors, that this property would be developed residentially under the current zoning.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1710, Robert Browning and Bradley Davis, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.